This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's been a while since we've talked healthcare in this economy, one of the sectors most affected by the pandemic. And one of the real lasting effects of COVID was that a lot of people delayed a lot of medical procedures, including a whole lot of surgeries. And now all that pent-up demand is catching up, and the prognosis might include higher premiums when open enrollment comes along this fall. Marketplace's Lily Jamali's on that one.
At the start of the pandemic, elective procedures at Holland Hospital in western Michigan ground to a complete halt, according to Chief Financial Officer Alex Rowling.
There was a lot of uncertainty at that point in time as to how communicable things could be from a COVID perspective and how easily that could transmit in the healthcare environment.
But today, Rowling says everything from hip and knee surgeries to cardiac procedures have bounced back.
What we're seeing is a demand for surgery that is probably around equivalent to what we saw pre-pandemic.
UnitedHealth said most of the surge is coming from Americans enrolled in Medicare. Matthew Fiedler, senior fellow at the USC Brookings Schaefer Initiative for Health Policy, says half of them get coverage through Medicare Advantage plans offered by private insurers that contract with the federal government.
The federal government finances about 75% of Medicare's outpatient benefit for the typical beneficiary. So most of the additional cost here is ultimately going to be borne by the federal government.
But if this rush back to treatment includes younger Americans,
they're either going to bear that through the premium they pay to the employer, or in the long run, they're probably going to bear it in the form of lower wages than they otherwise would have received.
Premiums might increase for another reason. Inflation, says Sabrina Corlett, research professor at Georgetown University's McCourt School of Public Policy.
Hospitals are having labor shortages and having to pay higher wages. Supplies might be more expensive.
Plus, Corlett says there's the higher cost of treating conditions that may have only gotten worse over the past 3 years. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.